Standing as we are able. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is remembered for a miracle of faith. He has multiplied loaves and fishes to feed 5,000 men, plus women and children. Now the church remembers how faith in Jesus has power over the chaotic forces of the sea of life. The reading. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there, alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far out from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. Beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those on the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
And I pray to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Gospel today is very powerful, but it's also very metaphorical. And we have to start remembering always when we read the Scripture, whether it be the Old Testament or the New Testament, there is a deeper meaning being communicated than just the words on the page. The church always communicated, not in a literal way, but in a metaphorical way. Always remember, when every time you read any page in the Scripture, the words "as if" in your head. And that calls you to start asking yourselves, what is the deeper meaning in this work? What is happening here? So some things I'd like to unpack today. Just as last week we unpacked the idea that the fish stood for Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And that was the meaning of the fish that Jesus used to feed. That he as Lord and Savior would feed us all, no matter what, unendingly. Today the metaphor is, first of all, that Jesus was seen by the church. Don't forget, the gospel that we're reading today was written about 50 years after the ministry of Jesus. And so the church had remembered by this time and started to categorize and say, Jesus is the greater Moses. And everything they wrote or said or preached had that underlying message that Jesus is the greater Moses. And so while Moses had to have God's help to part the Red Sea so that people could get through and get away from the hostility and storms of life that the Jewish people had in Egypt, Jesus didn't need to part the sea. With Jesus, you walk on the sea. You don't need it parted. You just walk over it. And that was the message. Jesus is the greater Moses, and with Jesus you walk over the seas of tranquility. They can't affect you if you have Jesus with you. And so the story goes on as Peter, who by this time everybody knew was problematic, the church remembered Peter as symbolically walking on the sea himself in faith, and then his humanity took hold and he started to sink. And he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus reached out his hand and saved him. And so the message was clear for the people who heard it in 80 AD, that you, if you have full faith, you can walk like Jesus on the sea of turmoil of life. But if you start to have doubt, it's okay. You're not going to be abandoned. Jesus is there to reach out and grasp hold of you and save you and pull you and bring you into the boat of tranquility, the boat of faith. So that's an important message for the people then. But it's important for us now, and it's been important over the centuries, because we always have the sea of upset and turmoil with great waves coming up. We're in the midst of one now with the pandemic. I look out at a congregation all masked up. I mean, I never saw so many masks, not even in prison. But now in this masked up time, because we are normally afraid of this virus, and it's a prudent thing to do it. I've got a face shield on, a mask I can see through. But we are living in a tumultuous time. We are watching around us in fear, I think, often, of what's happening to our neighbors to the south as they slip and slide towards maybe autocracy. And we wonder ourselves what's happening in our own country with people unemployed, with people feeling left behind. But the message is clear that if we hold fast to Jesus and allow Jesus to be with us and within us, that we can go through the storms that we're currently facing in the world around us right now. The storm of life right now calls us to reach into ourselves, to find the Spirit of God within us, and to reach out in love, not hate. To reach out in confidence, not fear. To reach out in hope, and to trust and work together as a community. Not just us who are here, and those of us who are here together on Zoom at home, but all of us as a world, working together, we can overcome the storms that are raging around us. For we must emulate the message and teaching of Jesus, which is to have hope, which is to have joy, to have peace, and above all, to be loving people. I know it's difficult, but we're called to love ourselves, to love each other, and to love strangers. And we are called to work together in this time of turmoil. And if we have faith in this message of Jesus, and have faith in Jesus, we will walk on the water of the storm of life that we're currently involved in now. And we'll continue because God will not abandon us. We are never going to be alone. And that's one of the reasons I chose that hymn before. Be not afraid. God is with us always. And so today, as we receive the communion, the sign of God's love poured out for us, I hope it empowers us and renews us with our commitment and covenant that we make with God and ourselves to be people of love on a journey of life. May God bless us all. Amen.